Inside Racing.
Welcome on in. You've got another edition of Off to the Races on My 96.7 WDLR AM 1270. I'm your host, Mike Bozich. Let's first start by thanking our sponsors. Special thanks to the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, win in Ohio. Also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got caring down to a science and Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and drive-through feed store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. Heck of a show coming up for you today. The Northfield Park Assistant Race Secretary Mike Carter will be joining the program to talk about the big card coming up tonight featuring the Grade 2 $200,000 Battle of Lake Erie plus multiple Ohio Sire Stakes legs. Buckeye Distaff $75,000 for the older Ohio Pacing Mares. Lots going on coming up a little bit later on at Northfield Park. Mike Carter's going to fill us in. Plus, it's our thoroughbred go-to guy, Rich Matey, Belmont Stakes Day today. And listen, if you got a big thoroughbred race, we've got to have Johnny on the spot, Rich Matey, joining us on the program. But first, some breaking news. OHHA Director Frank Frost had a chance to testify in front of the Ohio House Finance Committee just a couple of days ago regarding House Bill 298, Senate Bill 197, the iGaming bill. Very important to Ohio horse racing. Let's listen to what Frank had to say.
My name is Frank Frost. I am the Executive Director of the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. We represent over 3,700 members consisting of drivers, trainers, caretakers, owners, breeders, and fans. Thank you for allowing me to provide interested party testimony on House Bill 298. On behalf of our members, the OHHA takes seriously any potential changes to laws governing gaming in the state of Ohio. Since both Senate Bill 197 and House Bill 298's introduction, we have reached out to our association counterparts in other states where iGaming is legalized, and the feedback has been mixed regarding iGaming's impact on brick-and-mortar revenue shares. What we do know is that in Ohio, our current partnership with our permit holders has led to an explosive horse racing economy that delivers $2.7 billion in annual economic activity around racing, supporting agriculture and Ohio's county fairs. If the General Assembly decides to enact iGaming, then provisions should be added to ensure that Ohio's racing industry is protected from any potential iGaming-related declines at physical video lottery terminal locations. This could be accomplished by requiring a study of the impact of iGaming on VLT revenues, by ensuring that any expansion of gaming in the state includes the same requirements established when Ohio racetracks were first authorized to operate VLTs, specifically the condition of sharing proceeds with Ohio horsemen. We would respectfully ask that this body consider amendments that would create this study and provide horsemen with the same revenue percentage that we are currently receiving before moving the bill to a full House vote. Our industry supports over 23,000 jobs, which results in nearly $1 billion of personal income. This personal income is not just for racing families. It includes farmers that provide feed and bedding for our amazing equine athletes, employees that work on these farms, truck drivers that move these goods to processing plants and to farms, the local gas station employee, truck mechanics, farm equipment dealers, and veterinarians. I could go on, but you see the big picture. It's more than just grooms, drivers, and trainers that will be affected. Any decrease in revenues derived from VLTs will also trickle down to the county fairs that have been a staple in Ohio for over 150 years. Ohio has the largest fair racing program in the country. We race at 66 county and independent fairs. Harness racing provides a major draw to Ohio's county fairs and brings in revenue to our rural communities. The revenues from VLTs is used to support the fairs via purses, feature race grants, and capital improvement grants that help the local agricultural societies make improvement to their fairgrounds. Ohio's non-racing fairs also benefit as they receive funds to support their agricultural efforts. Last month, I attended the Association of Racing Commissioners International Conference in Louisville. During the conference, it was said that if you're in the standardbred industry, you need to be in Ohio. We cannot risk taking a step backwards. Please keep Ohio's racing and agricultural industry strong. Thank you for your time, and I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you very much for that testimony. OHHA Director Frank Frost, testimony in front of the Ohio House Finance Committee regarding House Bills 298 and Senate Bills 197, the iGaming bills. This is very, very important for horse racing here in the state of Ohio. I know here in Pennsylvania, where I currently reside and work at Harris Philadelphia, iGaming has had an impact on horse racing here in Pennsylvania. It's very easy to pick up your phone and play a slot machine or do sports betting or whatever, and none of that money gets to the agricultural part of it. So very important. Thanks for your testimony, Frank Frost. He will be on this program next week once again to dissect those two bills. Very, very important show next week. Mike Carter, the Assistant Race Secretary at Northfield Park, is up next. You've got Off to the Races on this Saturday morning. Back in a flash.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
We're back on Off to the Races. Mike Bozich with you, My 96.7 WDLR. And right now, we are joined, at least from my perspective, a major voice from the past, a longtime friend, longtime good guy, Mike Carter. Of course, me and him go back a ways. We had a real successful podcast. Probably went about 3-4 years post-time with Mike. And Mike, I know if you're a harness racing fan, you probably heard of it. And right now, Mike Carter is joining me on the program for the very first time. Mike, it's reunited, buddy. It feels good. How you doing?
It feels good, man. Just like old time's sake. And I'm looking forward to talking about the Battle of Lake Erie. I miss our podcast for sure, but I'm glad to be joining you here.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, the Battle of Lake Erie coming up a little bit later on today. And this is, it's going to be one heck of a race. I was looking at how deep that field is. And I'll tell you, and of course, there's been a lot of great past battles, but I don't remember a field as deep and as talented as the one we are going to see later on today.
Yeah, it's a full field of nine, and, you know, we're looking forward to it. You know, our director of racing, Dave Bianconi, really does a great job of making sure that he gets the best of the best in racing. And, you know, I think he's pulled all of them together here in this race. You know, we've got some kind of outliers that, you know, are kind of sneaking onto the stage. Maybe they haven't raced against Grand Circuit Company in a little bit, or it's their first try against Grand Circuit Company. But, you know, it's going to be really fun to watch horses like Ken Hanover and Helium try to take on some of the top talent in the field. And, you know, it's one of those things where, like I said, we really work hard at trying to make sure that we have the best of the best. And I know Dave doesn't ever really like to commit, until the last minute or so. But all in all, it turned out really good.
Well, let's go through some of these horses. Of course, we'll start with By the Missile. Of course, certainly an Ohio State superstar, won the Little Brown Jug just a couple of years ago. Actually, we had Chris Page on a couple of programs ago, and he just couldn't say enough about him. And of course, we just saw By the Missile at Harris Philadelphia and the Joe Osier. Very, very sharp effort coming into this race, really near the top of his game.
Yeah, I would say so. You know, you go back and watch that replay, and he really had to fight off springing his step and Mossdale Ben, who were absolutely flying late. He came home 27-3 for that 149 mile. And Mike, that was just his, what was that, his third start of the year. I mean, he raced in the Pacey Mainland Memorial out at Miami Valley Gaming, switched gears and went to the Open, winning in 148-3. And then his third start off of a long layoff in the Joe Osier Invitational against some really top talented horses, and was able to dig in and win it after setting some pretty stiff fractions. So, you know, it would not shock me at all to see By the Missile win here. Chris Page is an expert in Ohio. He really knows how to drive this horse. He knows how to drive all of those horses. And I got to tell you, Mike, for a purchase of $135,000, I think the Connections got their money's worth. Just over $2.4 million in career earnings.
No question about that. Now, if the pace does get a little tepid early, you've got a fantastic close in the likes of Mossdale Ben. Never really thought that he had a chance in the Joe Osier. The pace just did not set up for him. I really expected Ruthless Hanover from the far outside to mix it up more than he did, and he was relegated to take a seat early, and I think that kind of messed with the would-be pace scenario that Mossdale Ben liked. But here we go, Borgata winner. He's a big favorite in that race, and he certainly made good on that favoritism status, and once again, he's a big time closer, but you know, he's going to need a pace to chase, you would think.
Yeah, you got to think so. I talked to Pete Tritton for a little bit yesterday. In fact, in my draw story, I used the following quote. He said, "I would have liked to be a little closer in the Osier. I wasn't expecting much out of him in that race, but I was very happy with how it ended up." And I think maybe he wasn't expecting much out of him because he'd been off for a couple of weeks prior to that effort, and boy, did Mossdale Ben really show up. Granted, he finished third to some very nice horses, but he had to chase a wicked pace in front of him. He did close faster than By the Missile in 27 seconds. He finished in a 149 in 1 mile. It wasn't the worst performance I've ever seen from a racehorse. And if you go back and watch it, it actually was a really, really good effort coming off of a couple of week layoff. I think this was a really good tight for him. And Mossdale Ben is definitely going to be a force to be reckoned with. Anything close to 4 or 5 to 1, which is where the morning line fell, is going to be value on him.
Visiting with Mike Carter from Northfield Park. Now, Mike, let's talk a little bit about Desperate Man. We all know what happened in the Battle of Lake Erie with that break at the start and that big-time recovery just to miss. He looked really good on the undercard. He was in the Ascendant Invitational at Harrah's Philadelphia, and he looked, I thought, absolutely outstanding. You know, you talk to Matt Kekalee, he can't say enough good words about, Desperate Man. He's a big horse, he says, and when he gets rolling, boy, he just rolls.
Yeah, here's the thing with Desperate Man. If you have been writing stories all week, and on Wednesday I actually released a story about Desperate Man, and in the title it says he seeks to avenge his losses in the $200,000 Grade 2 Battle of Lake Erie. And the opening paragraph, Mike, I don't think I could have said it any better. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. In Desperate Man's case, luck has never come his way. And in 2024, if you followed Desperate Man, I mean, he made just shy of $500,000. You would think, wow, he had a fantastic season. But boy, did he have a heck of a time getting there. He should have won last year's Battle of Lake Erie. There's no question in my mind that if he doesn't break going into the first turn, as loaded as he was turning for home, he was probably a winner. We all saw what he did at Batavia Downs when he almost went down heading in the three-quarter pole. And then in the Aria Invitational, just absolutely showed up as a really nice horse. And I talked to Elena and Travis Alexander on Tuesday evening, and they couldn't say enough good things about Desperate Man. In the Borgata Final, he hit a knee going into the backstretch and just kind of made just one of those really weird miscues. When he is on, he is on. And I expect him to be very close to the pace on tonight.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the others. Little Rocket Man, here's a horse that, and you don't really hear a lot of him out east because he's kind of, Midwest based, but here's another one that, he really could take advantage of the home state advantage, so to speak.
Yeah, I would say so. Little Rocket Man, trained by Ken Rucker, won last year's Battle of Lake Erie. He draws post eight. That's a little bit of a concern, but Little Rocket Man rallied gamely from out of the clouds last year to pick up the pieces, and he came four wide off the final turn and just swooped past everybody. I'm not super concerned about Post 8. I know he's 15-1 on the morning line. He's drawn outside in his last two efforts. He was a winner by a neck in 148-3 at Harrah's Hoosier Park against Open Company, and they had to set some pretty stiff fractions in that race. Granted, you know, the talent that he faced in the Open at Harrah's Hoosier Park is a lot different than what he's going to see in the Battle of Lake Erie, but if the pace is as hot as I expect it to be, then Little Rocket Man could definitely set up and, you know, kind of close from off the pace. Who knows? Maybe he'll latch on to the cover of Mossdale Ben, who I expect to get away probably third or fourth, you know, from post five. You know, Jordan Stratton is no stranger to our racetrack. So Little Rocket Man wouldn't shock me at all. In fact, anything more than, say, 10 or 12 to 1, there is absolute value there.
Mike, anybody else that I know you've been doing stories on these horses all week? Anybody else that we should be thinking about?
Yeah, you know, Ken Hanover is a really interesting horse to me. You know, he raced in the Open at Harrah's Philadelphia on your big day, Mike. He won by four lengths, 148-3. And there was a tweet, I believe it was by Greg Reinhart, who said, boy, he really looked a lot better than some of the horses, racing the Joe Osier. And he thought, personally, that he would have beaten by the missile that day. So I remember talking to Dave Bianconi, and I said, hey, did you invite this horse? And he called Roland Millar, and they accepted our invite. So it's really going to be interesting to see Ken Hanover against some of the top-tier talent. Now, Ken Hanover hasn't raced against Grand Circuit Company in quite some time, but he draws post number three, gets Brett Miller in the sulky, and this is the opportunity of a lifetime for his connections to really show that the five-year-old horse by Captain Treacherous belongs against Grand Circuit Company.
Thank you very much, Mike Carter, the Assistant Race Secretary at Northfield Park. A big card for them tonight. If you're anywhere in the vicinity, make sure you come on out to the racetrack. Of course, that Grade 2 $200,000 Battle of Lake Erie. Also, it is the second leg of the Ohio Sire Stakes. Three-year-old Philly Pacers and Trotters go into action. Three-year-old Colton Gelding Pacers and Trotters in action for purses of $65,000 each. Plus the $75,000 Buckeye Distaff for four-year-old and up. Ohio Sired Mares. Good to see the four-year-olds and up getting some love. And then, of course, the Grade 2 Battle of Lake Erie. $200,000 on the line. Rich Betang coming up. You've got Off to the Races back in a flash.
It's known as the Great American Harness Race, the Little Brown Jug, and it's held right here in Delaware, Ohio. Why? Because Ohio is the heartland of harness racing. In Ohio, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association keeps things running smoothly and is here to make sure that harness racing remains strong. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Join us and keep Ohio as the driving force of harness racing. Call 800-353-6442, the OHHA.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
And welcome back to Off to the Races. Mike Bozich, you got my 96.7 WDLR AM 1270. And right now we're joined by our thoroughbred go-to guy. Who else? Boy, you've almost heard his voice more than you've heard mine on this program. His name, of course, is Rich Mate. Rich, welcome to the program.
I don't know if being a thoroughbred guru is really a good thing. If I'm the only option that you have.
Well, listen, there aren't many thoroughbred gurus out there, especially thoroughbred gurus that were just in Italy. So you, for the people that don't know, and I guess that, well, everybody probably wouldn't know, that you were in Italy for a week. And you were there on business, harness racing business. Actually got to call a harness race in Italy. Tell us about that experience before we get into the Belmont Stakes.
Yeah, we went with the NADA Club in New York. They always do a USA Italy challenge, and it bounces back from Italy to the United States year to year. So this year I was asked to go. And let me tell you, if you haven't been to Italy, it's definitely an experience.
We were talking off the air, talk about experience, talk about calling a race there. Now, you said it was quite interesting in terms of view and, you know, the traditional announcer's booth here in the States. Not quite like that in Italy, is it?
Yeah, I guess no one gave them the memo that the announcer needs an announcer's booth. You actually call the race from up in the grandstand, and there are a lot of columns because the buildings there are so old, I guess you could say. Nice, but old. And honestly, it was probably one of the hardest races I ever had to call, but it was so much fun. We actually did a race. The announcer there did it the first half in Italian, and I did the last half in English, and we had so much fun out there doing that.
That sounds really, really cool. Now, can we get a tape of that? We're going to have to check that out. I probably should have done research before I got you on the air to see if there's a lost tape out there somewhere.
I think they do put up all their races on YouTube on Hippo Group, HIPPOGROUP, but I think it takes a week or two.
Oh, man. Well, you lucked out. Maybe I'll have to play next week on the program. As far as the racing goes out there itself, any difference between Italian racing and harness racing? Maybe not so much in terms of how they race, but I mean in terms of, you know, how they bet, how you can make a wager. That how different is it than an American racetrack?
It wasn't that different. They did have exactas and trives and even superfectas, but most of their win wagers come from fixed odds, which I'm a big proponent of, so I was a fan of that. And they had a lot of people at the racetrack, even on a Thursday and Friday during the afternoon. It seems like something that the people really want to go out and see, and everybody's having a good time, and they really do enjoy their harness racing out there.
Visiting with Rich Matei, our thoroughbred guru. So let's get the thoroughbred racing. The third leg of the Triple Crown coming up. Belmont Stakes at Saratoga. As you mentioned, off the air. One more year after this at Saratoga before they get into the brand new digs at Belmont Park. But this is the matchup that everybody was anticipating. You know, you've got journalism, an outstanding Preakness win. I mean, a horse, you know, overcoming all that interference, I guess you could say, to get the job done there. And then, of course, the Derby winner, Sovereignty, who skipped the Preakness. Now they meet at a distance of ground. How do you envision this rematch going?
I think it's going to be very interesting to see how journalism reacts to the three races in 5 weeks compared to some of these main contenders like Derby winner Sovereignty, third place finisher Baeza, with the 5 weeks in between races, especially with the way he had to win that Preakness, like you said, in dramatic fashion, getting bounced around there. But he did bulldoze his way through. He was much the best that day. I know that the buyer figure went down, and I don't know how much you could take account into that with the bumping and the weaving, but I think he's going to be 6-5 even money in this race, and Sovereignty might be 2 or 3-1.
Throwing out whether or not, and of course I've seen it on social media, I'm sure you have as well, whether it was interference, who was to blame, you know, taking all that out of consideration, that was really one heck of an effort by journalism.
Yeah, three-year-olds, especially three-year-olds, even older horses, they don't do that. When you get bounced around like that, usually horses take up. But he seemed like a man amongst boys in that spot, basically bulldozing his way through. Like, it didn't even really bother him. He was only off stride for a step or two. And then he realized he had business to take care of. And once he saw Gosker four lengths in front of him, he said it was go time, and he went and got him.
Visiting with Rich Matang. Rich, anybody else that you can see? I mean, is that race Journalism and Sovereignty deep and that's it? Or like you said, Baeza, or is there maybe a horse that's really off the charts here that can surprise us?
I think Baeza is the horse less likely to win out of the top three, but he's the one you have to bet because he's going to be the third choice in that race. He's going to be 4 or 5 to 1. In the Derby, Sovereignty and Journalism got to make wide moves. Flavian Pratt, no fault of his all, tried to save ground because he knew he had to be wide with post 19 going into the first turn. So while they were making those wide, clear runs, Baeza kind of had to wait. And there was a moment he almost nailed Journalism for second. I actually thought for a second he might get there. And I think with the 5 weeks, he's progressed every race since his first race. I think that he's going to put in a heck of an effort. I don't know if he could beat the top two, but he's definitely the horse you have to bet in that race.
As always, I like to call you the king of the undercard because you usually give us a real good one or two in the undercard. You did for the Derby and the Preakness. Let's see if we could match those feats in the Belmont. Who do you like in the undercard? Give us a long shot, will you?
Long shot. Race number 10. That is the Pennine Ridge for three-year-olds. That's going a mile and a 16th on the turf. I think people are going to go off the Me Bago bandwagon because he stopped the last two times. In the Transylvania, that pace was hot, and he folded. But last time out, that pace was also hot. And a horse that beat him, Zulu Kingdom's back into this race. He's probably going to be even money, 4 to 5. But I saw this last year on Belmont Stakes Day. It seemed like horses that were forwardly placed on the turf course did really well. And I think Irad's just going to air him out. And I hope he could wire that field. He should be 8 or 10 to 1 in that race.
Thank you, Rich. We are painfully out of time. Thanks to our sponsors, the OHHA. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, win in Ohio. Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center, caring down to a science. And Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Thru Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. We'll see you next week, 9:30. Good day, everybody.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650. 3650.